So we give everybody in town all they could lug off, and we still had two or three thousand left. And the next day, there was three or four boats went, and they all done the same thing. And by then, we'd get a hold of the company, and they had a truck down here. And inside of a week's time, there was 11, 12 of us going. We brought in as high as 90,000 in one day. 14 boats brought in, 14 loads of boats brought in 90,000 down here one day. But, you know, every year, now like last year, for instance, I found a lot of things that makes it a little bit easier. There's different messes that you can get into. Once you've been in one of these messes, and then, you know, the next time, it don't amount to nothing because you know how to get out of it. But every day, there's always a new one to get into. Now, most of us has been in the hull of them now, so that we can get out of them fairly easy, like all snarling up your doors. And you get these cables. Most of the small boats tow a quarter-inch cable. On the big boat that I've got, she tows a half-inch cable. And the doors weigh 600 pounds, where a small boat, they would weigh 150. And then on the big boat, I've got about, probably 1,000 pounds of rolls on the bottom of the drag, a big, heavy neoprene roll. And I've wound those up before 20 turns, and it would take us 4 or 5 hours to get them apart. You got to unsnarl this whole net and all these wires and all these doors and the whole work. Well, we come now, so the last time I'd done it, all we done was take them up, and we'd unhook one door and heist it up and unwind it off the other one. Well, the first time we used a crowbar to unwind them. And the small boat, I went in my boat, my lobster boat, 38 footer, the first 2 years. And I've got, my boat was a lot bigger and she was rigged a little different because I had a diesel and everything to heist with. And I wasn't quite so bad shape, but you get a big rock. And a lot of these boats, mine included, you can get a rock where you can't pick them. I mean, your boat just won't take it, you can't heist them because you'll holler right under. So then what you have to do is take up all the slack cables you can get and tow it until you find a piece of real hard bottom and pound the rock up through the bottom of them, which tears hell out of your drag. And then you're laid up for a day or two, men in drag up. Well, the first year we all had one drag. We didn't want to spend too much money because we didn't know if we was going to get any of it back, and these drags cost about $650 a piece. So we all bought one, but now I got five shrimp drags. But once you're making money, you don't mind, you know, and to have one drag, if you tear it up, you could lose $1,000 by not being able to tow that day. So we all keep three or four. Try to anyway. Most boats have got at least two. But it's dragging is a hard business. Especially in the wintertime in a small boat. The weather is bad. You know, you can get in some real bad messes, but we watch each other quite close, which you have to, because man can get in a mess that he can't get out of. Now, we have had boats that had to leave the whole works. The wind breezed up bad, and they'd got in a mess, and they just had to buoy the cables off and run the whole mess over, wouldn't leave it until the weather cleared before they could get it. So, you can get in a bad mess awful easy, awful quick. And if you've got a boat 30, 35 feet long and the wind breezes up 35, 40 miles an hour in the middle of winter time and starts snowing and you've got a rock that weighs 1,000, 1,500 pound of bottom of drag and you can't get it up, what you going to do? You've got to cut the cables or run her off and buoy it and leave it, one other. And if you do buoy it, 9 times out of 10 when you go back, it'll be wound up and snarled up and tangled up and it'll take you 2 days to get it cleared out again. That's the things you have to go through. Get used to it after a while. Don't, your time don't mean much.
Do you have shrimping boundaries like you do lobster boundaries?
No. We shrimp most anyway. They go everywhere. Boats from other places come this way. I mean, the shrimp might be in, they might strike in one area. Might be a very few a mile from that place. Now last year outside of here there was no amount of shrimp. Over in the bay it was good shrimping for a short period of time. The boys in Southwest Harbor and Bar Harbor done better than we did, for about a month, and then the month of March we beat them all. So no, we go anyway. There's no boundaries. Everybody goes where they want to. They get in a lot of arguments, a lot of fights, crowding each other. And if they're in there, you can make $1,000 quick. In a couple hours' time, you can make it. So if you see a boat and he happens to be in a few, you can tell by the looks of his boat, awfully easy. He'll be low in the water if he's getting in it. And you can tell, I mean, if he's dragging an area with you, he's got to take up by and by, and you can tell what he's got pretty close. And if you're getting them, they're going to come in after you. You know it, so if they're getting them, you go after them. It doesn't make any difference. But they do have a lot of arguments over it. A bigger boat will try to crowd a smaller one, try to get him out. And there's all kinds of ways of doing it. You can be awful dirty and make it look like it was a mistake. There's quite a few different ways to get a man, you know, off of your tail if he's chasing you. All you have to do is wait for him to set, and about the time he gets his doors run out, call him on the radio and tell him you're taking out. So when you take up, you got to stop. He can't tow. He's got to take up. And if you can do it to him a couple of times, most usually you'll freak up 3 or 4 hours and he ain't got nothing. But it can work on you, him, and he can do the same thing to you. No. And one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to snarl your dragging doors with someone else dragging doors, because boy, it is almost impossible to get it clear. It's a hell of a mess. You take, say he's got 300 pounds of doors out on a small boat and a big drag and 100 fathom of cable, and you have the same. You haul those two drags together and snarl them up. You can imagine what it is, try to get it apart. It don't come very easy. And of course, if it's choppy, you can't get the boat together. Somebody's got to cut something to get clear. And, you know, you keep clear of that. You don't want it.
What would you call a break-even catch?
Well, I figure to leave the harbor, to pay my expenses and pay a man that's with me, wear and tear on my boat, I gotta have at least $100 to break even. With the gear that I have in there, with all the fathometers and all that, I get about, on my lobster boat, I've got, when I went in here, I've got about $1,000 worth of fathometers there. And I had about $3,000 worth of shrimp equipment, and I pay a man a share. On the big boat that I use now, she has about $5,000 worth of fish finding gear on her. And the winches and stuff on her, of course, just the net on her costs $1,100, so I have to have a little bit more on her. I have to have at least, well, she's a shared boat, you see. I have to pay the owners and I pay a man. And I get 60% and the owners get 40%. And they pay all expenses, or they get a third and I get 2/3, and they pay net repair and I pay fuel and oil and the man. Either way, it breaks out about the same. But on her, I have to have, I can leave the harbor on $150 if I don't have to go too far. But to make it pay, you know, for a long day, you've got to have at least 2,000. This year the price was 30 cents and I could get by with 1,500 if I went every day. You know, I could make a good week's pay out of it. A man would like to get 2,000 or 3,000 every day, but the last 2 years you don't get it. You get 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, you're doing damn good. I had a week last year, I had 11 days that I broke over the 2,000 mark every day. And I come out good on the end of it. I got almost $10,000 worth of shrimp in a little over a month, but I made the most of it in 11 days. About $7,000 of it in 11 days, so I was lucky. But I could drag days that they couldn't go. I went a lot of days and nobody else was there because it was a lot bigger boat. She paid herself that time. But in around the shore, the small boats will beat me. They'll pay, you know, they'll make more because they're going to holes that I can't get into. But if the weather is bad like last winter, then I can, you know, I can beat them quite bad because I can stay in tow when they've got to go home. Or they've got to find a lead to tow him, or I can keep towing.
Do you always take a helper with you?
Oh yeah. Oh, you gotta have a helper. I wouldn't go in and drag up. Some of the guys, there's two different men with small boats that do go alone once in a while, but I would never do it. It's there's too many things to get hurt on. And if you get in a mess, somebody's got to come help you. And to me, I'm not that greedy. I'd rather not take any chances because to make $100, I might lose my life and it wouldn't be quite worth it, I don't figure. But we've got one guy especially that he goes about 3/4 of the time, he goes alone. And about 10 times a day, he's calling someone to come help him do this or come help him do that, which I mean, he frigs up the whole other fleet. Somebody's got to go help him. And in order to go help him, you've got to take up and lose a half a tow to go frig with him. Now, I told him this winter I went to help him twice, and I told him that was it. I will not come again. You either hire a man or you stay home, because I'm not going to lose my winter's pay fooling around with you. And I just won't go. That's all he took, because there's no need of it. You know, he's just being foolish, that's all. All he's doing is taking the living away from someone else while they fool with him, when he could hire a man just as well as I could.
To talk about that I haven't asked you about yet?
No, I guess we've covered about everything in this mess. No, I guess we've covered it pretty good. I don't like a lot of the laws that they're coming out with, and I like a lot of them, but I guess I'm about like everybody else. I don't agree with a lot of things they're doing. I think they're hurting the business instead of helping it. And a lot of things that they're trying to do would help it, but I don't know.
End of interview, end of tape 747.5.